The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello, BTN News listeners. Oh, yes, indeed. Say it with me. Friday. Yes, it is Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of June, 2019. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming your way like it always does in about 5 minutes. First on the agenda today is Spotify copying Pandora. Well, it was probably bound to happen. It kind of needed to. Although I don't know if it should have copied it this much, but hey, who am I to judge? As most of you know, Spotify, yep, number one. But when it comes to like customization features for streaming music, you know, it's kind of last place. Get ready for the Spotify Station app. Well, that is if you're in the USA. Yes, another app for your home screen. Have you got the room? Well, Spotify's hoping you do. Now, the new app will use your Spotify account, and instead of letting you actually pick your individual tracks, it will let you choose from theme stations. Those stations will be basically personalized on what you've been listening to on Spotify. The app then will start compiling that playlist for you, shall we say station, and you're going to be able to give it the thumbs up or thumbs down. Yeah, that sounds familiar. Pandora users might know what I'm talking about. So basically, so that Spotify Stations app will be able to get to know you just a little bit better. Now, the app will be free, but it's going to have a bunch of ads on it. Of course, if you're a premium user, yeah, you have unlimited skips and ad-free listening. You also can't miss it either in the App Store too, in the US, that is. It's bright pink. Yeah, I'm sure it's right next to the green there too. No word yet when they're going to start rolling this out to the rest of the world, but Spotify says they are planning on it sometime in the future. Who needs Bitcoin when you've got Facebook cryptocurrency? Yes, I said it. We've heard this for the longest time that Facebook was going to have its own currency. Well, get ready for it. It's launching this month, at least according to sources we're hearing from. Yes, get ready for Facebook digital money sometime later this June. Now, the reason why we're kind of hearing a little bit more chatter about this is apparently Facebook wants a big push for this cryptocurrency, and apparently this will include big bonuses for merchants that will actually adapt it. Now, of course, Facebook, they ain't saying anything about this. They're basically saying, we have no idea what you're talking about. So the official word is still yet to come. It is kind of ironic, though, isn't it? Like Bitcoin's out there saying, hey, stay private. Don't let anybody know who you are. Facebook currency, we know everything about you. And finally, you sick of New York traffic? Everybody's sick of New York traffic. Hey, why don't you go get yourself a helicopter? Well, now you can, thanks to Uber. And as long as you got $200 in your pocket. Yes, Uber has announced, starting July 9th in the Big Apple, the Ubercopter. Yes, it will be available first in New York City and only to Uber Reward members who have obtained platinum and diamond status. Now, rides actually cost starting at $200. We don't even know how far that gets you. That might get you from one building to another building, as in across the street. If you need to go all the way up and down Manhattan, well, that's a different story, probably, and a lot more money. Now, from what we can see, the routes will run between Staten Island Ferry in Manhattan and Kennedy Airport, and they're promising a flight time of only 8 minutes. Not only on top of that, wherever the landing place is, you'll also have access to getting yourself an Uber car. Yay! Yeah, it took me 8 minutes from the airport to Manhattan. That's only going to take me 2 hours from Manhattan to get where I need to be in an Uber. Woohoo! If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get on over there and check it out for yourself today. Give us a like on Facebook, too, if you wish. British Tech Network, give us a follow on Twitter, also if you wish, at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community. That's something you don't need to wish for. You just need to come on over and join us. It's so much fun, and we would love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.